What a powerful passage that was. Thank you for reading that. My name is Anna, by the way. I'm a member here at Grace Church. It's so wonderful to see so many people here this morning. I just wanted to be the first person to congratulate all of us in this room. We have made it to the week of Christmas. It is here, 1 week to go. The countdown is really, really on now. And I also wanted to take a moment to personally thank Matt Leach, who is one of our leaders here at Grace Church, for sharing a meme, a picture of Buddy the Elf back in September with 100 days till Christmas. The countdown is on. Now, Buddy the Elf is that character from that movie, The Elf, and he's the lost in New York City, and he is so excited about Christmas, and he's like jumping up 100 days till Christmas. The countdown begins all the way back in September. There's a lot of pressure, isn't there, this time of year? A lot of expectations are high. Just gonna name it. It's quite high this week. And you know, our whole calendar is arranged around this moment. You know, our whole 2023, you know, Christmas Day, January the 1st. It's all around this Christmas moment. A lot of expectations are here this week. Some of you are ready. Some of you have that Asda delivery booked on Christmas Eve. You wrapped your presents in October. You've got your tinsel at the ready. War paint is on. You're ready. Some of you are preparing to see family relations this week. You know, you're getting ready to see that uncle that you might disagree with on some political issues. You're fact-checking. trying to win that debate. Some of you might be just preparing to those family dynamics, those you know, the in-laws or whatever it is. It's a busy time. Some of you might be expecting to actually feel really lonely this week. This time obviously highlights so many wonderful things, but at the same time, it emphasizes the things that we actually wish were slightly different in our lives. Maybe you're missing that family member. Or maybe you're just, I just really want to acknowledge, oh my goodness, another fairy light has come down. a real Christmas experience here. You feel the lights all over you. But I just want to acknowledge that it isn't always the most simplest time of year. Or you might be just relieved to have a normal Christmas after the last 2 years where it's been a bit up and down. What's going to happen? Am I going to have to cancel my plans? You're just relieved to have a normal Christmas with some friends and family. Some of you will be spending it with colleagues at hospital this week. Thank you for being there. Some of you will be on Amazon Prime tonight trying to find the last deals. The last minute shoppers trying to get everything frantically ready. Lastminute.com. And some of you might actually be Buddy the Elf. Is that you, Matt? Are you Buddy the Elf? Yeah, you're ready. Now, I'm not, I've probably been all of those types of Christmas personalities, I guess, over the years, where I've been missing a family member and dreading the week, or frantically busy right up to the last minute. But this year, I'm not going to lie, I'm actually leaning towards Buddy the Elf. Yeah. And that's because this is my first Christmas with a three-year-old. My three-year-old daughter, she just turned three. And let's just say, I don't think that my daughter has ever hugged me the way she hugged our Christmas tree. The joy, the hoorays, the skipping, the cuddles, the snuggles with the Christmas tree. I think maybe she's hugged me once like that, maybe. But it's something very beautiful. We were in Penzance the other day and there's Christmas trees in the windows, and you know, we're walking along, and it was a bit like a scene from Elf in the Christ, you know, from the movie. That's a Christmas tree. There's another Christmas tree, Mommy. There's another Christmas tree. And then it was like, there's a sparkly purple bauble. A sparkly purple bauble in the window. This is Lydia, so excited about Christmas. And then she turns to me and she said, that means it's nearly Christmas. She's so excited. So I'm definitely choosing to experience Christmas through the eyes of my toddler this year. So there's a lot of expectations this week. The expectations are high, but there's also a lot of expectations in our lives in general. I mean, there's just a lot of pressure we can feel in our culture, in our society, to have a lot of things sorted. Get that house, get that career, get that perfect group of friends, whether to finish that degree. There's expectations that these things will bring us that satisfaction, that will bring us happiness. There's also consumerism, social media. We're constantly bombarded with this idea. We're sold this idea that if we have that thing or purchase that thing, then we'll be happy, then we'll be satisfied. Entertainment and leisure. I mean, oh, we've got so many things at our fingertips. Netflix, social media, just that one more Netflix episode, then I'll be satisfied, then I'll be happy. And it starts playing it before you even, you're trying to frantically stop and pause that thing before it goes on to the next one. We're promised this sense of happiness and sense of satisfaction all the time, all around us. We've had experts employed by these huge companies with the sole purpose to try and figure out what gives us that dopamine hit so we keep using their product. I mean, we are constantly around this pressure, this expectation that we will be happy, we should be happy, that just one more thing will give us that satisfaction. Ever been stuck on YouTube and end up watching a million cat videos? Definitely been there. Maybe just me. And we're familiar with that slump, aren't we? After we've maybe had a good scroll on Instagram or, I don't know, whatever it is for you. And you feel, oh, that didn't quite, you know, now what else can I do? There's also very meaningful moments in life. I don't want to just breeze over those things. Obviously, there's meaningful moments of happiness and joy in our lives too. Sitting down for a meal with friends on a Friday night, or playing with a baby who's just learnt to laugh. I mean, I don't want to take away from those things. Those things are so special and precious and big moments of joy in life. But we all know that those moments don't last forever. Those moments fade, just the way it is. So I just want to highlight, we're living in a moment in history where there's such high expectations for happiness, for satisfaction, to pursue this dream all the time. But we know these things don't last, they fade. Even that amazing roast dinner next week, it disappears before you know it. So this is where the joy of Christmas is different. And no, it's not the roast dinner. It's not the presents. It's not the cozy Christmas tree, the parties, even the purple baubles that Lydia adores. The joy of Christmas is something different. The joy of Christmas is Jesus. It's all through our Christmas carols, isn't it? Joy to the world. Repeat the sounding joy, sweet hymns of joy. The weary world rejoices. Joy. The joy of Christ is different. It is so different to anything that this world can offer us, our culture, society can offer us. Jesus is this joy, the true, lasting joy. It's not reaching those milestones. It's not the dopamine hit. It's not the cat videos. It's not that quick, fleeting rush or thrill of emotion. It's not just a moment of peace. It's a true lasting joy. It's even more beautiful than a meal with friends or even holding your baby for the first time. Those moments fade. Some of these things do bring that deep joy, but they're not the lasting true joy of Christ, of Jesus. This joy is like a deep assurance. It's a peace. It's a disposition, a sense of being deeply satisfied, something in the core of your being. It is being able to say, it is well with my soul. It is something that cannot be taken away from you. It is a joy that is not dependent on our circumstances. Joy and hardships can actually exist at the same time. This deep joy can exist at the same time. It's not the eradication of the difficult things in our life, the eradication of hardships. This joy can exist at the same time. It's a sense of peace and assurance in and amongst anything we face in this life. And we see this kind of mystery right in the middle of the Christmas story. Joy, Jesus himself arrives in the midst of hardship. And not just hardship, but I would say an unimaginable hardship, extreme poverty. Jesus is born into this moment. There was a huge oppression and affliction on his people group, on his parents. We know it wasn't just a lovely, calm, safe birth at Trelisk Birth Center down the road. Thank you to any amazing midwives out here. You do a fantastic job. We know it wasn't just a moment of poverty and physical hardship. He was laid in a feeding trough. But it was also an enormous economic, social, spiritual, political moment of turmoil for this community. We just read in Luke that the census was taking place that forced Mary and Joseph to travel to Bethlehem. Now, Mary was 9 months pregnant. They couldn't postpone this trip. It wasn't like, oh, this doesn't really suit us, we'll go next month. They had to go now. It wasn't like the census that we have every 10 years in this country. This was a sign of oppression on this people group. We also know that in the Bible that Jesus, as a toddler or a young boy, had to travel, flee to another country as a refugee to escape genocide from the people and the powers at play at that time. And it was in this moment, this context, that God chooses to be born. In the middle of immense hardship, joy arrives. The joy of Christmas, Jesus enters in to this moment. Jesus is that joy. We just read again in Luke, John the Baptist, when he was still in his mother's womb, leapt for joy when he came close to Mary, who was carrying Jesus at the time. The shepherds were astonished at what happened, and they told everyone they saw. The angel declared, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." Joy comes to the world in the form of Jesus. Jesus comes in the midst of our hardships, and joy and hardship can be held in tension. They can exist at the same time. This is true, lasting joy. This is the joy of Christ, and it's available to all of us all the time. So how does it feel, though? What is it like to experience that joy, to receive that joy? How do we actually receive that joy? What is that like? We read in Isaiah 9, in verse 2, at the beginning of the service, it describes it like this. Verse 2, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." It is like a bright light. What a beautiful image in the depth of winter. The warmth of a sunrise in the middle of the summer, this light, this bright shining on our winter, into our darkness. Jesus is that light. The light has come. This is what joy, true joy, feels like. It's like light shining into our darkness, shining into our lives, shining into our disappointments and our unmet expectations. The joy lightens our darkness and shines brighter than our circumstances. It's a joy that overpowers our suffering, overruns our mundane life, and makes our lives more meaningful, more purposeful, more beautiful, more captivating, and more joyful. It is like a bright light shining, a sun dawning into the darkness. In verse 6, it goes on to describe what this joy could be like. I mean, this verse particularly is actually describing, the coming of Jesus centuries and centuries before it actually happened. And it's a powerful declaration of who Jesus is. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government, all powers, all authority," that's what the government means, "will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." What a powerful declaration of who Jesus is, what the joy of Christmas is. It describes the gifts we receive from Jesus. He is counsel to our souls, a rock to our unsteadiness, a father to our hearts, and a peace to rule our lives. And most importantly, there is no end. This is not a fleeting moment. This is not a flurry of emotions. This is a true, deep sense of assurance and peace in our souls. This is what it's like to receive the gift of Christ, to receive the gift of joy. And it's available to all of us because God became a baby, came into our world. And I can testify that I have experienced this sense of deep joy and satisfaction because of what Jesus has done in my life through my faith in him. I have been in moments of deep grief and loss in my life, and I can say surely that there was this sense of safeness, security. I wasn't swallowed up by my pain. I wasn't surrounded and overcome by what I was facing. I had this sense of joy, this sense of peace that was with me no matter what I was facing. It was because of his life, because of his death and resurrection and his power at work in my life that I could know this joy, this depth of joy in my darkness. And I also experience this in my day-to-day life, in my mundane life, going about day-to-day things, whether it's something that comes to knock my self-esteem or whatever it might be, you know, or if I'm tempted to think, oh, if I just have that, 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 and that, then I'll be happy. God comes to remind me, no, no. They might give you the illusion of happiness, the illusion of satisfaction, but it's not the real thing. It's not this true, lasting joy. And I continually have to remind myself of this going about my Christian walk, that I am not reaching for the things that this world can give me, because they just fall to the side. The true, lasting joy is Jesus. And it doesn't mean that I'm running around like Buddy the Elf just because I'm a Christian every day of the year, like I've seen a Christmas tree. That would be nice. But no, reality of life is it's tough sometimes. And we do need to know that we can search, we can reach and pursue Jesus as our joy. For unto us, or for to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. That's awesome. So whatever Christmas person you are this week, whatever madness is ahead, whether it's the family dynamics or the last minute shopping or all that dreaded loneliness, whatever your circumstances, this joy is for you. This joy is the gift that God wants to give you this week. And of course, it's not just this week. This is the joy that has no end. Whatever your year's been like, and whatever circumstances are ahead as we go into this new year, God wants to offer you this gift of joy that is not dependent on our circumstances, but dependent on our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus arrived in the midst of extreme hardship. He understands our reality, and he longs for you to know this joy and this mystery. And if this is the first time you've heard about this joy or Jesus explained in this way, I just want to encourage you to reach out to him. He's here, he's listening. Or reach out to someone in a church or this church or someone you know. Search for him. He is waiting to give you this gift. But may we all, whatever circumstances are in, know this joy deeply in our hearts this week. May we remember his joy. He came to shine a light on those who live in darkness. He is the light that has dawned. I'm just going to pray briefly. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything you have done. We thank you that you became a baby, that you became a human in the most unimaginable, confusing circumstances. This mystery of the Christian faith, we thank you for this. We thank you for being born to us. And we thank you that you understand our lives, our hardships, our ups and our downs, our disappointments, our moments of being anxious. Whatever we face, you understand. You see us and you want to give us that deep joy. Like a good father, like a good mother yearns to give that perfect present, Jesus, you want to give us this gift of joy. Heavenly Father, may we know your presence with us this week and for the year ahead. In the name of Christ.